than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation. What is going on? Welcome to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast. That's right. Google Play Music, sometimes YouTube, not this time around. Guys, what is going on? We have one preseason game under our belts. Josh, what's going on, man?
One down, three to go till the real deal, man. I'm loving it, man. Purple Fridays are here. My gear's almost ready. It's football season, man.
That is right. So you got to go to the first preseason game. Tell me what it was like to be back at the bank.
Oh, it was great. I mean, especially from being there from the practice. I mean, going into game style, nothing like it, brother. First game unofficially of 2016, it was great to be there. And I had a special guest, man. I had to share the moment with my parents. This was the first time. There's two firsts here. There's a lot of firsts this game. But the first time I had both of my parents at the football game with me, and it was my mom's first ever time in this stadium, let alone a Ravens game.
What was her impression of the place?
Awesome. She loved the atmosphere. I was joking with her. I said, of course, this is more subdued because we'd be more into it. But she got to meet some of the regulars around me. She got to meet one of the guys who I have season tickets with. But she was impressed. And it was really good to see her reactions. The fireworks and the intros, and she's like, they do this for every game. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it was wild, and we stayed to the end, and she got to see it, of course, in the light, and then, of course, at nighttime, walking out of stadium, and I walked her past the statues. We walked around, so it was a good atmosphere, man. Great, great atmosphere. I enjoyed it. The crowd was good. There was a lot of fans there. I don't know if it was sold out, but there was a good amount of people there. Mommy even said it was packed. And I said, yeah. And I said, it'll be more so coming the second game, which is week three, because of that'll be the Saturday night game. It'll be more maybe we'll see the starters this time. And as we know, and I'm sure from the reactions you've seen on Twitter and Facebook, that the Ravens showed a delayed feed from the Michael Phelps race. And that was special, even though I kind of it's funny because, of course, being on Twitter, the outcome, and I already knew he probably won, but the players didn't capture their raw reaction. I heard and seen Joe Flacco fist pumping. I saw that the Ravens captured Cam Newton's raw reaction, and I got video. It was great for them to show that when the Ravens got possession and stopped the clock, and it was just over the 2-minute warning, and they actually showed the clip and people standing and cheering, and my dad screaming, yeah, and just, man, that was a raw, passionate moment to share that Baltimore loves one of its own. And speaking of that, Brandon, I don't know if you read or anybody else read out there, USA Today put out that article that Baltimore embraces and supports one of their own, and they covered the fact that the Ravens showed the clip, and it was just a special moment all around. And the Ravens, again, wins and losses don't mount in preseason, but we won the game, so it was great.
But the best thing was the Ravens showed it at the stadium. They stopped the game. I mean, both sides of the ball were on the field, and they were watching the big screen. I mean, I know it's a preseason game, but I don't know of a lot of other places that would do that in the middle of a game going on, that they would stop it so that the players and everybody could watch it. That was pretty crazy.
It was, and you might question it. Would it happen in regular season? Who knows? I mean, but it being him from here, if he wasn't from here, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal. But being he is a hometown guy, he is one of our heroes. I mean, most decorated Olympian of all time, one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time, to swim in the Olympic competition. He's great, and he says he's hanging it up. So, he was said in his post-race, after his final race, that he actually spoke with Ray Lewis before that, and they shared words. So he's definitely got ties here. I'm sure we'll see a lot more of him around here since he'll be retired technically. But apart from that, it was great. To see just the players out in the field and get the feel for a good, wholesome game. And it was great, man. It was, I thought it was well played.
Let me tell you about my experience for this first game, all right? So there's besides actually going to the game, I don't think you can get much more Baltimore than what I did for this preseason game. There's this crab house by me called Kaler's. Kaler's Crab House on Philadelphia Road.
Right.
They are not endorsing me in any way of saying any of this, okay? I'm just telling you I love it there. They have all-you-can-eat crabs Monday through Thursday for $25. So since this Ravens game was on a Thursday, I called him up the day before and I said, "Ken, number one, can me and my family get a seat right in front of the TV? And number two, will you be showing the Ravens game?" And they're like, "Well, we can definitely seat you there, but we don't know what we're going to be showing. I mean, the Orioles are on. We got the Olympics on. We don't really know what we're going to show at that time."
How would they not know if they're showing a Ravens game? Come on, dude.
You know, they close at 9. So they were like, "Even if we do show it, you know, you're not staying for the whole game." And I'm like, I know. But I would like to, you know, get crabs and watch the game here. So we get there, we are sitting right in front of the TV. You can't get any closer to the TV than we're sitting. The waitress comes over, goes, "I don't know what channel the game's on. I know you want to watch it. Here's the remote." So I had all you can eat crabs, the remote for the restaurant, and it's BYOB there, so you get to bring whatever beer that you want. So I had beer, crabs, and the remote to this place so I could watch the Ravens game. You couldn't ask for a better experience, a more Baltimore experience than crabs, football, and the remote in your hand at a crab house in Baltimore. So that was really cool.
Special, brother.
If you visit Baltimore, if you're from Baltimore, check out Kaler's Crab House on Philadelphia Road. Awesome place. Best crabs I have. I don't really like to go anyplace but there. But anyway, so let's actually talk about the game. Let's get down to the nitty gritty here, man. So, of course, like we said, preseason, score doesn't matter, but there were some big things going on in the game. I think the big story coming out of the first game was the running back situation. Ravens have some depth. The running backs all looked really good here. What was it like seeing them live? What did you think of the running game?
Loved it. Was very pleased. I don't care if it's preseason, third string, first string. They are NFL players, and they're all trying to make a team. Running backs are great, man. Solid. Terrence West, I think he's going to be in the mix, man. It's really hard to pick out because Forsett's got the one spot. You would think Buck Allen's got the two. West is fighting for that third. I know we got Taffarel coming off an injury, but right now, man, this could be shades back to the three-headed monster when we had Ray Rice, LaRon McClain, and Willis McGahee, and they all three had timeshares. I mean, you remember what they did in Dallas in 2008, closing out that game on a Saturday night football game. It happens. So, and we see a lot of timeshares in the league, apart from the main backs. Adrian Peterson, you know, he hogs the carries. And Marshawn Lynch, late, I know he retired, but he hogged all the carries. You see a lot of sharing the ball in other teams, and I think this team is going to have that fresh legs mentality. And who's getting the hot hand? But Terrence West, man, he impressed. And Dixon's going to be a wild card. He's going to be one of those dark horses coming out as a rookie. And we already know what Buck Allen can do. But Terrence West going over the top and taking it for two touchdowns when he swept wide right. Very impressive what they can do. I'm telling you right now, I saw Stanley. It was really hard, of course, seeing it live, Brandon. But when I saw the tweets and actually went back and started watching him live, boy, was he mauling people, man. And mauling was the tweets I saw, but he was just pancaking people left and right, man.
Yeah, I wasn't really impressed with Stanley. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. And, you know, a lot of people are saying it was hard to see what he was doing. A lot of people not talking about him. If a lot of people aren't talking about him, that means he's doing his job well. Because that's the point of his position is for people not to really talk to you. You get the job done. And if the quarterback can do what he has to do, it means guys like Stanley are doing their job correctly.
Yeah, they're doing it correctly. And I had no beef whatsoever. The beef I did have, the secondary, man. I even tweeted live during the game, and someone even joked, Brandon, that, you know, do you actually watch the game or do you tweet a lot during the game? I'm like, preseason is the only exception because obviously I'm invested 100,000% in the game when it's regular season. Not that I'm not in preseason. No excuses, but you're right. You know, there's the starters on the field. You're not hoarse. You're not yelling. I mean, at the preseason game, I'm having my feet up and relaxing. Yeah. So pretty much I'm not standing on my feet and shouting. But basically what I saw from the secondary, atrocious, man. Apart from, you really only seen one series, so you really didn't know what – I mean, we already know what Eric Weddle brings. We know what Jimmy Smith's made of, and I've heard he had a great practice this week. But the secondary turnaround, I don't know what these guys got to be coached on or if the coaches are even – I don't know what they're doing. But Sharice Wright got turnaround. I mean, I'm calling him out. I'm going to call the rest of the secondary what I've seen. The boys got to turn around. How many times I've seen it that they had them stopped, and all they do was turn around, they can defense the ball. All they had to do is turn around, they can have a play on the ball. But they're just face guarding, and it's got to stop, man. It's got to stop.
Yeah, so you brought up Eric Weddle. I did want to talk about him a little bit. He was playing in the game. What did you think? These are the type of shows that are so hard to do because the preseason games, you know, not a lot really means anything. But this was the first time Eric Weddle was in a Ravens jersey for a game of any sort. What were your thoughts on him as a Raven?
Thoughts on him? I mean, in one series, it's really hard to gauge. You're right. It's really hard to get a snapshot. But communication, I've seen him out there pointing. It was more Ed Reed like seeing that, just out there being the field general where you're supposed to be. I've seen it communicating, so was able to pay attention to that. And without Suggs and Dumervil on the field, he was basically the leader of the defense right now. So he was out there pointing. Mosley had a solid showing. So with Mosley in his prime coming up, you know, in his third year, I'm really excited to see what this defense can bring. But I like to see Eric Weddle out there. He was leading people, doing what leaders do, doing what veterans do. But as far as play, we already know what he can bring. But it was really hard to see on that first series because he really didn't have many plays he was involved in. What I saw was a strong showing.
All right, so let's go back to the offensive side of the ball. I have a real big question for you. Ryan Mallett, he was there for most of the game. He was playing quarterback. Is he the guy to back up Joe Flacco? Because based on this game, he looks really He looks, if you use a wrestling term, he looks really green. He looks like a guy who doesn't really know what he's doing out there. Is this the same guy that beat the Steelers?
You would think so, right? You would hope so. It was the same guy. It is the same guy. But the play, again, preseason game number one right now, I have to give it to Josh Johnson as the backup right now. Those guys are fighting it out. I'm very impressed with Josh Johnson, Ryan Mallett, not so much. But again, you're going to see a lot of them this Saturday night because Flacco's not going to be playing again in preseason number two. We hope to see him in week number three because that'll be the real dress rehearsal. And Flacco does need time coming off the injury. But Mallett's got to play better. He's got to do better. I can't stress that enough, Brandon. He's got to do better. And Harbaugh, I'm echoing his words because he just got to do better. Got to do a better job. But again, game management, I would give Ryan Mallett that, but apart from just picking apart plays, just something, it just wasn't there for him. But what was there? His tight ends, man. I know Nick Boyle suspended. I know that we have Darren Waller suspended for the first four games, but we have a healthy, stable, and a strong, stable tight ends, and I'm very excited to see what they can do on the field.
You know what? You brought up two names, and Darren Waller is not as disappointing. He had a great showing. I wanted more from him last year. I'm upset that we're going to miss him for four games. But like Nick Boyle, you just brought up. I mean, the dude hurdles a player. He looks like a wrecking ball out there, and I'm so disappointed watching this game because I'm like, you have so much potential, and we're not going to see you for the majority of this season.
Brandon, you echoed my thoughts, bro. It's exactly right. It sucks because they're performing at a I wouldn't say a high level. It was a great level they were performing at. You got Nick Boyle hurdling people. Darren Waller was looking solid, but we're not going to see these guys. But then it's also a sign of hope that, hey, these guys are getting good reps in now. Let them serve their suspensions. Let them deal with that. They'll get back on the field and produce. I mean, yeah, you're right. It sucks we're losing Darren Waller, but New England's not having Brady, so it always say it could be worse. We get Flacco back, so we're fortunate he's coming back off the injury. So, again, it could be worse. But just, you know, these guys, hopefully they learn from their mistakes, and these guys are top talent. We can't have this happening, man. I mean, NFL players always screwing up. Can't have it happen. You guys got to think straight, and you guys got a job to adhere to, they could lose roster spots, and this does hurt the team in that regard because they have to decide who to keep and what to do in cutting these roster cuts. But so far, I mean, the receivers, some of them were off. Again, I know it was Ryan Mallett at the helm and Josh Johnson in the second half, but They held strong, especially at the end, man. You know, when the Panthers were going fourth and fourth down, the defense held strong. They held the Panthers a few field goals. I was impressed with, you know, the bend not break mentality is what we basically tried to do last year. It was like, no matter how hard the teams pounded us, we fought back, and it was just a good solid showing, you know. And the main thing is no injuries. We know that we had some minor zings up, but other than that, it was no major, major impact on injuries. And I was very impressed with that coming out of the preseason game. That was no injuries, but they did waive the off-injured Keelan Clay coming out of this game. So one player has already been waived.
All right, so that's how it's going. We'll talk about the next preseason game, but before we do that, we had some guys return to practice this week.
How about Darth Sizzle?
Darth Sizzle.
Darth Sizzle. We might have to start playing the that we might have a new outro here. And tying in Star Wars Rogue One coming at later this year,
which looks
we
fantastic.
Might have to do the Empire theme or something at the end of this. I think Darth Sizzle. We might have to play something in signing out the shows here.
Maybe
this is interesting.
If we can use that Imperial siren like they do in the Rogue One trailer at the end.
Yeah.
Well, we had let's talk about it. We have Terrell Suggs coming back. We have Crockett Gilmore back on the field, and we have Michael Campanaro as well. Three big names.
Doom's not back though, so
Doom
keep that in mind.
Back.
All these players coming back. He's not back yet, but we're getting them slowly but surely. We're replenishing the troops here, guys.
Do you think there's a chance? I don't think we see Suggs before the preseason. I think we see him week one. But is there a chance we see Crockett and we see Michael Campanaro before the end of preseason on the field?
So you're saying there's a chance? There's always a chance, man. bringing back the Dumb and Dumber days, man. Classic line. Yeah, there could be a chance, but it's not going to be likely in this game. They're getting Suggs back this week in practice. They're giving him the reps. You're not going to see Doom. You're not going to see Flacco. You're not going to see Steve Smith make this trip. They might make the trip. I didn't see Suggs on the sidelines. I did see Flacco and Campanaro on the sidelines. I didn't see Pitta. Again, you know, I don't know. I know they had to be activated, so I think that's why. Because if they're placed on the PUP list, that I don't know if I don't know the ins and outs of that. So if anybody's out there that can provide some insight, feel free, please tweet us, Facebook us. I would love to know. I'm actually going to look that up myself after we do the show. Is being on the PUP list, I'm not sure if you're allowed to be with the team.
Right.
But seeing that, I know Campanaro, I don't know if he was on the list or not, Brandon. I know he was on the sidelines with Flacco. I don't know if they make the team, but you're not going to see any of the veterans. You might see them. I would say the best chance to see any of the starters action before it real deal on September 11th is the Lions preseason game at home in week three on a Saturday night in coming up here in less than 2 weeks. But I don't think you're going to see any of the starters here. It's going to be the same MO coming out of week one, going into week two in preseason. You're going to see a lot of the rookies. You're going to see a lot of Rodney Stanley. You might see, you didn't see Mike Wallace. You didn't see Kamar Aiken, but you saw a lot of Jeremy Butler. You saw a lot of Darren Waller on offense. You saw a lot of the unsung heroes on defense. But the only starters out there that you would expect to see, Eric Weddle and C.J. Mosley out there for the defense. And it was great, speaking of that, because they did intro the defense first when Thursday, and Eric Weddle was first out of tunnel. So it was great to hear a standing ovation and a Baltimore welcome. But at this time, I don't think any starters are going to be playing in week two.
All right, now what does Campanaro have to do to make this roster? Because he's coming in later than a lot of the other guys. Like you just listed everybody, Kamar Aiken being one of them. He's got a lot of wide receivers in front of him. How does somebody like Campanaro coming in late make an impact?
It's going to make an impact. I'm just going to have to pick it up where he left off. It's going to be tough because he might be rusty, but we really hope he can produce what he was doing last year and transition that before pre-injury. So he's just going to have to pick it up. But the good thing is he was here. He's not a new addition. He knows the offense. So I think it's going to be that plug and play. He's going to get back in and really just get his feet wet and just, you know, get the reps in and just get right back to playing. I think he'll be all right.
Now, how do you think a guy like Eric Weddle, who is a veteran, and a guy like Terrell Suggs, who is a veteran, both on the defense, how do you think they're going to get along? Because with them both having that veteran presence, of course, this is Terrell Suggs' team at this point, but Eric Weddle coming in being the new guy, but having that veteran-like mentality, is he going to Is he going to feel threatened at all that Suggs is kind of like running the team? Or do you think he's kind of like, I'm the new guy. I know what to do. I know what I have to do to help this team. You think they'll be butting heads at all?
No, I don't think so at all. They're veterans. They know what's at stake. I think I haven't seen Suggs or Weddle interact yet. Probably going to see that in the coming practices here in a few weeks before they do break camp. But from what I know, Eric Weddle, they're going to do what they got to do. Eric Weddle's got to get the secondary straight. But I think it's going to be the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed type relationship. Mm-hmm. Ray, you do what you do up front, get the troops. You know, Reed, he did what he did back there. I think it's going to be like that, and it's going to gel well. I think this is going to be a good partnership, but I don't think it's going to be a locker room issue for a leadership issue. I don't think we're going to get that far into it because it is what it is. Suggs has tended to be vocal in his own right. Eric Weddle, I haven't seen it yet. I know he's a lot of jokester. He's very loose.
Yeah.
But I don't know his demeanor yet in the locker room because he is brand new to the team. I have to dig back to maybe some Charger connections to see. But from what I know, they're going to play their respective roles and they're going to handle it well.
All right, so yeah, it'll be good. This team is a much better team with Suggs on the field, so I look forward to him getting back into shape, him being ready for week one. Of course, we're not going to see him for the rest of the preseason, but let's talk about who we might be seeing up against the Colts. It's preseason game two coming up this weekend. Who are some of the rookies that you are looking to make an impact? Who impressed you week one? You want to see more from them week two?
Week one, going into week two, rookies. I love to see Ronnie Stanley doing what he was doing best. I'm very impressed with what he can do out there on the field. I was very impressed with his showing. He carried himself well, played well. I know they're going to be suspended, but I can't wait to see what Darren Waller and Nick Boyle can bring because I know we're not going to get Nick Boyle late in the season, but again, that's December football. If we're hitting our stride, we're getting people back, it's going to be great. For the quarterbacks, I want to see Ryan Mallett play better. The number two position's up for grabs. We know Flacco's coming off the injury, but we need a solid showing because Ryan Mallett, even though we didn't make the playoffs, we had a 5-11 year last year, but Ryan Mallett kept us in some games, and remember the emotional Steeler game. So we know what he can do. He's a proven winner. He's won some games, but yet, you know, he was there at the end, and we faltered down the stretch. So, and I like to see a little bit better communication from the quarterbacks to receivers, and I want the secondary to play better, every last one of them. Turn their heads around. You know, don't be face guarding the receivers and play the ball. I want to see more aggressive play the ball. I know they're scared about getting penalties. I know the league is clamped down on that and changed the play, but for the love of God, please turn around. Just please turn around.
All right, so if you're looking for a backup to Joe Flacco, if you're the quarterback coach, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a guy to mimic Joe Flacco in his play, or are you looking to a guy who runs a little bit more than Joe, maybe doesn't have as big of an arm as Joe? Are you looking for somebody to give you a little bit more dynamic, or do you want someone to be able to step in and not change the playbook around a lot and be like Joe?
Step in and game manager. I don't want anybody flamboyant. I don't want, because it's just too much to do, man. You want a game manager. You know, feed the backs, get the receivers the ball. I don't want to see the scrambling, running around, because that's how, you know, number one, I mean, look at Vic and RG3 later in their careers. Those type of quarterbacks don't last, and especially the AFC North where these defenses are going to be hitting people. Keep the games managed. And protect the football. So I want smart decisions out there, and that's what I'm looking for. And right now, Josh Johnson has a lead until otherwise.
All right, let me ask you, Kamale Correa, we brought him up in the show we did last week. He played a good portion of the game, if not all the game, in the first preseason game. Did he impress you at all during this gameplay? Do you want more from him in week two? What about this guy?
I want more 51, man. The guy, absolute beast. Translated in the field, he played well. It's really hard to gauge in the game live action because some plays were away from him, some plays were there. But there wasn't anything negative I had to report. I just, again, want to see him get more playing time. The players I will be honing in on is Kamale Correa. I will be seeing a lot more of him coming week two, especially not being at the stadium and watching on TV. I'm really going to watch the plays unfold and see if he's involved in any. I'm going to clock that to see. But I want to see him a lot more involved. But right now, very impressive camp, very impressive practices, and strong showing.
Absolutely. It's Saturday, man. It is going to be a busy time if you are a sports fan. You got the Ravens preseason game. You have WWE, NXT, Brooklyn, and you have UFC 202. Lots of time to sit in front of the TV and watch sports this Saturday.
And if you're me, Sunday I'm going to the O's game, and then Sunday night you got SummerSlam. You got the O's game on Saturday. It's going to be a busy sports weekend, bro.
In Maryland, Friday night, I am so bummed I can't go to this, but they're having Evolve Wrestling up in Joppa, and it will be Cody Rhodes' first appearance at an indie show since leaving the WWE. So
That's awesome.
I'm so bummed I can't go to that. I got to work this whole weekend, man. We got a TV production here in Maryland. I have to work all of Saturday, all of Sunday, long days. We're shooting 13 episodes worth of material, so I'm going to be busy. Hopefully I get to watch this game and I don't fall asleep during it on Saturday, but should be a fun one to watch. You gave us lots of stuff to look for. I'm interested to see who is really going to be the one who backs up Justin Forsett for the running game. There's a lot of guys there. Like you said, we have Terrence West making an impact. Buck Allen. We have Ken Dixon. Does Taliaferro, is he the odd man out because he's hurt? We haven't seen him. I want to know who's really going to push hard and who's going to be able to back up Forsett. That, I think, is like the big storyline of this preseason. You're saying secondary. I'm saying running game.
That's a good contrast. You take offense, I'll take defense. Let's see who takes it.
All right, man. So have we covered everything?
To the max, bro.
All right, guys. If you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, guys. Go like us over on Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. If you need more information about the show, go to brandocash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need. Make sure you're social with the show. Let people know about you being a Ravens fan and listening to the call. Share our shows on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat. Anywhere you are social with your phone on the web. Pokemon Go. Name a Pokemon after us. Why don't you do that? One of those Pidgey birds, name it the call, I don't know, something like that, or Zubat. Is that's a Pokemon, right? I think it is. All right, that's pretty much it for the show this week, guys. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so much, man, and really excited, man. It's the best time of year, and I've always said it, preseason, I know it's drag, guys. You're like, oh, when the Stars going to play? When are they going to get in the field? You know, I want to see Flacco, I want to see C. Smith. Guys, we're going to have 16 games. Enjoy this, man. I've said it time and time again, Brandon. You can always agree with me. Preseason, you're seeing jobs on the line. There are going to be jobs that are won and lost in these games, fighting, battling, scratching, clawing. Every play, every time, everybody's being evaluated. So this is the best time to see it. It's a live job auditions, man. Can't get any better than this. And I love preseason football, but which each week it gets closer to the real deal, man. Enjoy it. Ravens, Colts, preseason game number 2, Saturday night up in Indy. It's going to be fun. Can't wait. Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.